I want us to come to chapter 2 now. It says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Now, those of you that have my notes know that I've said in the notes here that the bride speaks of herself. She's not boasting, but compares herself to the lowly and humble flowers of that land. Well, that's nice, all right. And the New Scofield Bible puts it down that she is the one that speaks here. Well, I want to say that I believe that what you have here is not her voice now, but it's the voice of the bridegroom. And it's actually the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. If she's speaking, she's merely speaking of a reflected beauty, which would actually apply to him and to him only. Now, he says here, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Now, here you have the Lord Jesus making a statement that, very frankly, you wouldn't find the sons of men today using. He says, for instance, I'm meek and lowly. Now, you put that in my lips, or your lips, or the lips of the angel Gabriel, and it wouldn't be humility at all. It would be pride. But it is humility from the lips of the Lord Jesus, because he stooped in order that he might become meek and lowly. He came down from heaven's glory, and anything beneath that is humility on his part. And he says, you remember, I'm the true shepherd, I'm the good shepherd. And that speaks of like, of truth and grace. And now he says, I'm the rose of Sharon, and I'm the lily of the valleys. Now, these are not, we believe, the words of the bride, but his words. And I feel like that the translators have tried to make it clear that it's the King speaking, it's the Lord Jesus. And you find that in the Old English Bibles that it's said the voice of Christ and the bridegroom. In the French and Italian and Portuguese Bibles, why, it's the voice of Christ. And Origen and Theodoret and many of the church fathers applied this to the Lord Jesus here. And I want you to look at this expression, I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Now, these are two very interesting flowers when you look at them for just a moment here. I suppose that amongst all the flowers, the rose has always been, and everywhere today, and I think especially in the East, it is the one that's at the top of the list of all the flowers. And the rose of Sharon was an unusually beautiful flower. The valley of Sharon is that coast valley that goes all the way from Joppa up to Haifa. I've traveled the length and the breadth of it several times, and it's always a wonderful trip to make in any season of the year. You can go in the winter, you can go in the spring or summer, fall, and it's interesting. It's a valley today where you see a great many flowers. I have pictures of flowers I took, especially the poppy, and just fields of them. And then there are a great deal of citrus that's grown there. And as you've probably heard, the finest citrus in the world is grown in Israel. Well, that's the valley where you find most of it. And the rose now grows in profusion in that valley. And it is a very beautiful flower that speaks of him. And this is, I think, something quite interesting. The rose, though, still has the thorn on it. There are those today that have been developed that does not have the thorn. But even that beautiful thing, the rose, is a reminder that thorns and thistles will this earth bring forth. I don't think the rose originally had thorns on it. I don't think it was intended to. Now, it's a very wonderful thing here, and it's been expressed by another like this. An ancient author writes, if a king were set over flowers, it would be the rose that should reign over them. being the ornament of the earth, the splendor of plants, the eye of flowers, the beauty of the field. Well, here's something that I think is quite interesting. The Lord Jesus said, I'm the bread of life and that which is necessary. Bread is the staff of life. We need it to hold us up, to keep us going. This is one of the necessities of life. And he is that food for the perishing sinner. And thousands have reached up a dying hand in faith, a feeble hand, and have taken the bread, and they've eaten, and they've lived. And he's the true vine. And as the true vine, he gives the glorious, wonderful joy of the Lord. And the scripture says strong drink is to be given to them that are ready to perish, and wine to such as of heavy heart. And he doesn't give you the alcoholic beverage. He gives you the real joy of the Lord. But notice, this is something different here. I'm the rose of Sharon. He's presenting himself now, not as a necessity, but an object of pure admiration and delight to the children of man. I have a wonderful little book that tells of just the beauties of Christ as the wonderful human being that he really was. And the Lord Jesus Christ is one that we can just behold him. If there is any purity, any beauty, think on these things, any virtue. He's the rose of Sharon. And you remember, he said to his own there, and they were walking, I'm sure, through the fields, and he said, consider the lilies. They toil not, neither do they spin. Consider the lilies. Well, I think he'd say to you and me today, consider the rose of Sharon. And he's that rose. Consider him. And that's the invitation that you have in the scripture. You remember the writer to the Hebrews has that to say. I want to turn over to that, by the way. In the third chapter of Hebrews, it says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Consider the lilies of the field. Consider him. Consider Jesus Christ. What a beautiful, wonderful picture this is. And here you have not only the green grass that he makes his own set upon, lie down upon green grass. But he also has a bouquet of lovely roses for you, red roses. He shed his blood that you and I might have life. Now, not only that, but he says, I'm the lily of the valleys. Now, I do not know, very frankly, just what valley he has reference to. The valley of Esdraelon has beautiful flowers in it also. And even down along the coast in that part that's south of Joppa, a lot of beautiful flowers I saw down there. And, very frankly, down in the Jordan Valley, down around the Sea of Galilee, a great many. And what was the lily of the valley? Well, now, here again, there is a question just what is really meant here by the lily of the valley. Apparently, it was the iris. The iris grows wild over there. You see a great many of them. And I'm of the opinion that what you have here is this humble plant, this iris, and also the proud rose. You have the rose of Sharon, and you have the lily of the valley. Now, what a beautiful picture this is, actually, of the Lord Jesus Christ.